connection between the shtadlis and the panasa. Let's use panasa for now, just it keeps it easy, but we have to look at all the areas. Therefore, we have to find out, so why we're doing the shtadlis. The approach we've been taking here has been that the shtadlis is a shlichus miyuchedus l'kidu shem shemayim b'rabim. That the shtadlis is the echetimtze to be mekadosh shem shemayim b'rabim. When a person goes to work, when a person is involved in the world, he's involved with people, and he's mekadosh shem shemayim, he does what he's supposed to do. Oh, shkach, thank you. Then he is then he's mekayming the mitzvah shtadlis properly. Hadvorim halolu, what we've said up to now, einu amurim klape panosa dafka. That doesn't apply dafka to panosa. Hematimim lokol inyan shebo mutl al yudi lishtadel. In every air person has a chiyuv to mishtadel, this inyan of being makadosh shem shemayim applies. Ulechein im yudi hu seiche memulach. What does that mean? It's some kind of a... It's a figure of speech. I don't know what it means. Anybody has your Hebrew?
Not too good.
Yeah. It's a figure of speech.
Refined.
If he's a good businessman, let's say. In inyonim ruchnim, you are there ketzet lahapik mishtadles zu kovet shamayim. If you know how to... So we saw the stikala reason, I think. Since nobody's asking me, we've done this already, so we'll do it again. Normally when you've done something, people say we've done that already, but everyone's sitting here looking like Sundayed out. So must be Blue Monday. So. Comes early in this country, Blue Monday. Derech zu bia riza lesamili mubibnei chatanu galini matzeinu. Kolz man she beis amigdash, so we said, I'm just going to summarize their result. As long as the beis amigdash stood, therefore, the Kiddush Shem Shemayim that needed to happen in the world came through the fact that it was a Beis Hamikdash. Goyim came, they saw the Nisim, they understood what was going on. There was an enormous Kiddush Shem Shemayim. When we did the Veirus and the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed, Galilu Matzeilu, there was a necessary thing. Now that the Beis Hamikdash is not Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in the whole world, you didn't have to go to the whole world to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. That was the sort of the reason.
And with Beis Hamikdash, we didn't do any shtadlis, is that what we're saying?
There wasn't a need to make shtadlis to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, no, because the Beis Hamikdash did it. I'm sure there was a need at the individual level to make shtadlis, and therefore, and to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim at a microcosmic level, but at the macrocosmic level, to spread it out to the whole world, no, that there was no need to do that. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, didn't have to go into Golis in order to mefasim and mekadosh shem shemayim. B'chol yoy noisnin l'adam tafkid mugda ma'alav l'mola l'poil ba'alomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day a person gets a fax, an email, a WhatsApp, however you want to do it. You sign up to Hashem's WhatsApp group and you get a mission statement every day. What's your unique mission for today? And you also get a bag of tools. You get everything you need in order to fulfill your mission. Zuhu hatritoria hapratis shel adam obo tzarich legalot ulfasim kovet shemayim. And through this, you will get whatever you need, the test you need, whatever, in order to be mekadosh shem shemayim.
Every day.
B'chol yoyim. You wake up in the morning. Hashem gives you a mission statement. What do you have to do today?
The problem is there's no WhatsApp. I don't know
what it is.
That's a good point.
What do you say?
I never know
what it is. How do we know what it is? You mean you woke up this morning and you didn't know Machavosa Ba'alamwe?
So I got basic things, but no new specific one for today, which I feel like...
Today's news flash.
I
suppose we've got to tune ourselves into it somehow.
Chayv Adam Ledat Machov Osa Balam. A person has to know what he's living for. He has to know what his tafkid for the day is.
But it's the same as yesterday and the day before and the day before.
Nebuch.
I suppose it could be.
You put on tefillin today the same way as you did on Friday? Never. Never. You're right.
We're doing
things today because we did them yesterday. In a chinami. That's a tragedy. That's mitzvah sanoshim ulamado. And there's nothing worse than that.
I can't say my tefillin was... I might have been...
I wasn't asking you for... it was a rhetorical question.
2 minutes later to shul today, so it's probably even quicker than it was on Friday.
I'm not talking about the quality. I'm talking about why you're doing it. Because you made a bechira decision to put on tefillin, or because you do it, because that's what you do. Habit.
That's what Hashem told us to do.
I mean, habit. No, you didn't put on tefillin today because Hashem told you to put on tefillin today. You put on tefillin today because you put on yesterday and the day before the last time. That's what you do.
Why am I getting up early? No, it's different from brushing teeth.
Because it's habit. There's Bechira there? Don't know. Anyway.
Doesn't look like you always brush your teeth.
I'll tell you even more frightening. Okay? Is that every minute is made up of 1,080 moments. Yeah? The Rambam of Freireshes. Every minute is made up of 1,080 moments. Call them seconds if you want. Chalokim. Rambam Paskin, the Gemara in Brochas. Each moment, okay, is a unique moment that will never happen again, and you have a unique tafkid in that moment. Okay, that's asking too much. It's asking too much. But a person should have some idea what his day looks like in the morning, what the day looks like in the afternoon, what his tafkid is in the evening. I mean, a person should have some sense of what he's doing with his life. Or just kind of like runs by you. Every moment is a new tafkid. It's a new moment. This moment never was here before. You were never here before. Hashem's creating the world, yesh mi'ay. Hashem's creating the world, yesh mi'ay. New every moment. Hashem's creating the world new every moment. Every moment Hashem's creating the world new. That means you've been created new. And you have a new tafkid. It may look like the tafkid you had yesterday. But you've got to come at it new, yeah. Now, how do you live like that? I have no idea. You have to find 5 minutes in your day where you live like that. Start practicing with it. And then slowly. But it's new. Children have a problem with this, by the way. Children understand this without being explained. That's why you can't get kids to go to bed. Because they're going to miss out on the next new moment. We can't wait to get to bed because it's just another replaying of what got played and replayed and replayed and replayed. It's getting hashed out. Kids don't have a problem with that. Kids are living life new every moment. That's why they're so easy to distract. That's why it's so easy to distract. No, it's more than just for missing. It's because there's a new moment and he wants to experience it. That's why they're easy to distract, because if they're having a tantrum, yeah, whatever, you can distract them by showing something new, yeah, whatever, he buys into it straight away. Because they do that. Imagine you had the most important meeting of your life this morning at 11 o'clock. Let's say the most important meeting. And you knew a week before about this meeting, and you know that it's critical. Right? And it's in Tel Aviv. So you work out how you're going to get there, because you need to be there by 11 o'clock. You check the trains, the buses, the car routes, whatever. You work out the best way to go there is by car. Right? But you want to get there at 11 o'clock. You don't want to leave it to chance, but kakim, whatever. You work out being there by 10, because this is critical. Right? So the whole household's been warned, all right, that Abba's getting up early this morning, he's davening late. The car's like in the driveway. He doesn't even park it in the garage. It's in the driveway with the keys in the car, everything. And he's done 3 trial runs as well. He's practiced and he's done trial runs and he knows the quickest route and whatever, and he's worked out with ways. And I call Masuda, yeah? And his wife knows breakfast has got to be ready at this time and the kids out of the way. You know, the staircase has got to be clear. There's no Abba's 4 alarm set and off you go, right? Fine. That's what he thinks his mission is to get to this meeting at 11 o'clock. Okay, so what happens? The first alarm doesn't go off. The second alarm doesn't go off. The third one goes off, he doesn't hear it. And the fourth one doesn't go off. So he wakes up half an hour late, he's missed nights. He jumps out of bed, okay, and as he jumps out of bed, he hits a skateboard that was parked next to his bed, okay? He goes crashing into the wall, okay, and he's like, gets a black eye and whatever, he's like, zonked out, whatever, right? So he quickly puts on tefillin, davens, whatever, runs down the stairs, trips down the stairs, whatever, gets there, his wife falls into the other alarm, so she falls asleep, no breakfast. He gets into the car, he starts the car, and the car's dead. Okay. What's his mission? What was his unique tafkid that he was given today? So if you look at the fax machine, there was a fax that came in last night. Go back inside, you see there's a fax that says, ha, this is Hashem. You think you've got a meeting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. You don't have a meeting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. I just want to test and see how you're going to handle some real difficult challenges, thinking you have the most important meeting of your life at 11 o'clock in the morning. So this is what's going to happen. Yeah, your alarm clock's not going to go off. You're going to get to bed. You're going to slip on the skateboard. You're going to cut yourself shaving. You're going to fall down the stairs. Breakfast's not going to be ready. You're going to miss davening. You're going to get into the car, and the car's not going to start. And you're going to miss your meeting. I just want to see how you handle that. That's all. Now, had you got the facts? If you really had the facts, right? How would your day look? We're breeze. Ah, oh Hashem, and a sliding on the skateboard into the wall with a smile on your face.
We have an important meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think.
That's how you know what your tafkid is. You know what your tafkid is. Every nisan that's crossing your table, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, I just want to see how you can handle that. I had it this morning. Somebody made me late. Let's just use Loshon Meshugoi. Somebody made me late this morning, right? And after I told them what I thought of them, I realized I forgot to take the fax. Go get the fax. I was able to catch myself a little bit too late, but at least I was able to catch myself. What are you getting upset about? And it was all from reasons. I'm going to be late. I'm going to miss the shiurs. Bittul Torah. It was never because, like, I care about. You know, there's always the. One second. Your mission statement was somebody's gonna make you late today. I just want to see how you handle that. That's all. I'll get you shiur on time. Don't worry. I won't get you there on time. There's a curveball. How do you play it? That's how you know what your unique mission statement is. Just look for the surprises.
Sure, because I missed mine.
Look for the surprises. The things that just trot on every day the way they do, it's very hard to renew those and live with those as a chiddush. But there are lots of surprises every day. That's Hashem talking. How are you going to handle this? You think you have... Somebody once called me an apikoiris and they were right. I was having terrible toothache. And I mentioned it to somebody. He said, why did you go to the dentist? I said, I just posh, I don't have time. I haven't had time. He said, you're an apikoiris. I said, what's not going to the dentist got to do with apikosis? He says, no, you think that while you're in the dentist chair, Hashem can't run the world. What do you mean you don't have time to go to the dentist? Well, because if you don't do this, it'll never... Your job is to go to the dentist. How do you know you have to go to the dentist? Because Hashem gave you toothache. That means he wants you to go to the dentist. He gave you toothache because he wants you to tell him that I don't have time to go to the dentist. He'll run the world and take care of the world while you're at the dentist. Don't worry, it's fine. Hashem can. So I went to the dentist. So I wish I hadn't, but anyway. They torture you and leave you broke, you know. They torture you twice. Once in the chair and then as you're walking out at the reception desk, you know.
Why does that test have to be the... There's a dentist, what's going to be the money in the world? Why could it not be the...
Hashem needs you to become a Shem Shemayim. The dentist now, we'll see, he'll bring a Masa later with it. How do you know where to be Mekadosh? I mean, we haven't got there yet, we're going to get there, but how do you know where to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim? How do you know it's Dafki in the office today making Parnassah? How do you know it's not at the dentist? Like Rebetzin Sirotskin, how do you know it's not while you're lying on the trolley being wheeled in for surgery? Because life tells you where you need to be mishtadl. You have a daughter who's in Shidduchim, so now you're being mishtadl with Shidduchim. And there you have to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. In every area where you have to be mishtadl. The Nekudas HaIshtadlus is being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. How do you know where? Because Hashem, he tells us very clearly where we need to be mishtadl. If you're not sure, ask Hashem or somebody who knows. But usually you know better than anybody else what you need to be doing with your life. Then it's just a question of degrees. How much, where, what, that's the details. But the klali, you have terrible toothache. So what's Hashem telling you? Go to the dentist. Or do other ishtadlus to get rid of your toothache. I don't mind if you want to drink whiskey the whole day because that takes care of your toothache. That's the correct ishtadlus. Hashem wants you to drink whiskey. Instead of drink whiskey, I don't know, gargle it, whatever. You don't have to swallow it. You don't have to swallow it. It can get quite expensive.
Don't waste it.
Don't waste it. Like you're saying, it's going to be more expensive than the dentist. You know? Whatever, you want to chew herbs or whatever. But Hashem's telling you through the toothache what he wants you to do. I think that's posh. Fine. And in this area where he has to make his ishtadlus, he's the ambassador of Hashem, v'yum ishtadl, v'chofetz bekach, v'yod av adovah, klalo shel dovah. Here's the klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin liyadeinu hishtadliyos mesugim shonim. Hashem invites and arranges to be on our front door certain types of different ishtadluses. V'aleinu nimtso es nekudus kovet shemayim hatunu batumunu behem. And we have to find the speck of Kedusha Shekem Shemayim in that Ishtadlus. Here, Tachlis HaMitis Shaloisi Ishtadlus, because that's really the purpose of this Ishtadlus. Okay, then we went through the story of Rebbetzin Sorotskin, and we came to clear Korah that you have to find in every situation you find yourself in, look for the Nekudu Shem Shemayim. Now, let's see. When a person lives properly, with a clear understanding that the ishtadlus doesn't do anything, but he has to do it, he doesn't get upset and flip out when things don't go the way he planned. Certain person whose job to be Makadosh Shem Shemayim in the world is to be a bank manager. I don't know how you do that. Most bank managers I know are... I once told my bank manager there's a special place in Gehenna for bank managers. They're invariably called Chaim. I don't know why they're called Chaim. And the woman ones are called Chana. I don't know why. Anybody here got a bank manager called Chana? Be careful. It's worth changing banks. Chana. No. The woman ones. Oh. Okay. Anyway, he was given a job of being Makadosh Shem Shemayim by being a bank manager. He's very careful, he does everything with imuna, lefi alocha. He treats his patients decently, he's nice to everybody, he's mechubadik, he greets everybody with a nice face. V'yamin kikolat slochas nechosav abomi Hashem. He knows that all his panosa and all his atzlocha comes from Hashem, and it's nothing to do with his cleverness. Now, he's got a very important meeting that could advance his position and improve the bank's financial situation, and suddenly he gets a terrible intolerable tooth. And he has to cancel this very important meeting to go to the dentist. If he's living the betochen and he understands that his panos and his situation has nothing to do with his ishtadlus, he's not upset that he had to cancel the meeting. What's he worried about? The reason he had to have this meeting was to be Makadav Shem Shemayim, the Galot Kovet Shemayim. It's got nothing to do with me. You just got a new job. You thought your job was to be Makadav Shem Shemayim in this meeting with this big businessman or whatever. And now Kosh Boch, who told you cancel the meeting, go to the dentist. So you just got a new job. You got a new mission statement. Go be Makadosh Shemayim in the dentist waiting room or whatever. The lechet roife v'sham kamachadash who yifasim v'geles kovid malchusay who ainu roiten v'roiges al kach. He's not upset and worried. Oh, you're sitting at the dentist. Oh, I missed this meeting. What's going to be? What's going to be with the panos? What's going to? Ele yaitz v'neshel chafot zibdut tafkid chadash. You go out very happily going to do your new mission in the world. You see people when they're waiting for a dentist or a doctor, when they're late, how they behave, how they do it. You see people that are Makadosh Shem Shemayim. Today at the banks you get a number. You still remember the old system?
Terrible.
Miacharon. Yeah, Miacharon. And 19 of the 23 people that were in line weren't even at the bank at the time. Because you just marked your place and then you went to do your sakim and then... As you were about to get to the guy says, I need to call him. Do you remember the arguments, the farts, the screams, the struggles, whatever?
Absolutely.
You know that he's done mutter is to Makadosh Shem Shemayim? aeroplanes. There's so many places where we're public, where we do nishtadlus, where you can be kind of shem shemayim, or chalila the opposite. People look and you go, wow, how does he do that? Why is he so calm? Why is he so evangelistic? Why is he so, you know, waiting at Yesh in the line, or at Bar Kol or whatever. Many opportunities every single day to stop and say, 1 second, people are watching, how about I behave? בדרך זו מבא המהר"ל את המאמרים המופלאים של חז"ל. המשנה בפרק ו' אומר: "גודל הנהנה מיגיע כפיו יוסם מירושלים." Hard to understand Mishnah. It says, "Great is the person whose nene, who benefits miyigi a kopov from his own work of his hands, more than someone who has Yerushalayim." And we know that Yerushalayim is the peak pinnacle of achievement. So somebody goes to work every day and makes a living. He's greater than a Yerushalayim. What does that mean? It says the Mara like this: "Haneni miyigi a kopov." Not the toitzah of his in Kopov. He enjoys the etzim ishtadlus. He's not nene from the money that comes as a consequence of his toil. Because he understands the gear Kopov is not what's bringing the ishtadlus. They're the panasa. The gear Kopov has a goal on its own. Therefore he's happy when he heard that his ishtadlus didn't work either. He worked on a deal and he did, and he was mosav amot, and then the deal didn't go through. He's happy because he's not nene from the toitzah, he's nene from the etzim ishtadlus that he's making, because he understands that the ishtadlus has a unique matara. Sof huzoch l'shara, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'ishtadl avur. I made ishtadlus, I did what Hashem wanted me to do, and therefore I'm happy. Ah, you never got the deal. The deal had nothing to do with the ishtadlus. The money that comes and the money that doesn't come has nothing to do with the ishtadlus. The ishtadlus has a goal of its own. That's by the way, that it's greater than Yerushalayim. Because Avos Hashem is greater than Yerush Hashem. When a person's nene megia kopov, doesn't mean that he goes to work, he's got more than Yerushalayim. See, a person's working is better than the person learning. What is shtiot? It means he's nene from the Aktsim Kepavkos. You understand? It's a unique tafki that Hashem has given him. When you recognize that, that's Avos Hashem. So that's Yosem Yerushalayim. That was a mochir chalavoso el Hashem b'kol tonight. V'hi nikra oived mi'ava. He's serving Hashem through Ava, not through Yerushalayim. He's on a higher level because why? Not because he's making the ishtadlus, but he recognizes in the ishtadlus a unique shlichus, a unique relationship that he has with Hashem. He says, "Akol avos Hashem." Means when you get a call from the Ched or from the Sem or whatever, that you've got to come in because your kids are causing trouble, that's also a unique ishtadlus. You have to go be Makar Hashem Shammai. If someone can find out you had to do that, I'd like to know.
Maybe that is every day.
And you've got a call, please come. They usually don't stay down, find you to send your kid on. They just send them home. You find out 3 days later that your kid's not in yeshiva because he got kicked out. Today, very often, and you see this, by the way, even outside the Kollel world, people think it's just in the yeshiva world, you know, where the husbands are sitting doing nothing and wasting their time and batloning, learning, and the poor wives have to go out and work. In the secular world, you see it a lot as well. Or in the non-yeshivish world, you see it a lot today. Panosa is very often, the women are making more money than the men out there today. Noach Weinberg said that we need to train women fundraisers, because the women out there, there's some real rich women out there that are making real serious bucks. So train women fundraisers. Go fundraise from women. Women have the only appeal today. It's not a. Go look at the Forbes top 100 or whatever rich people are. There's a whole bunch of women. Most of them are Chinese, so I don't know how that helps the yeshiva world.
So you get those Chinese
to fund. Great. Yeah. So many of them. You've got a new trip,
Rob. China. Yeah. There are a lot of frum yidden. There are a lot of yidden living in China. I thought about going to Shanghai to fundraise. Then he cries, Stadlis. I find London too far. People ask me, why don't you go to Australia? You know, many South Africans there or whatever. That's all. Yeah. I have a friend who goes to Moscow to fundraise. Goes to Russia to fundraise.
Really?
Yeah. There's Yidden, there's bucks. And Yidden want to give stock. It's an amazing thing. Yidden love giving stock.
My nephew goes to Shiva in Bnei Brak. He said his most Shiva goes once a year to Brazil. He's got one donor there who gives him everything he needs. Once a year he goes there.
Brazil, Rav Tzur has been going to Brazil for years. Sao Paulo, there's a big from people. It's one of the classic. One of the Panama, for example, is one of the classic on the list of places to go fundraising. Panama, Brazil, whatever.
He says they get
them
Torah, everything.
Mamish, like that. Yeah, Swadis. Swadish. No, but there is. I once asked if Yaakov Hiddel, why doesn't go to South Africa? I said, there's a lot of money there, there's a strong Sephardi community, whatever. He said, there's money everywhere. He says, you have to choose where you want to take it from, that's all. He said, South Africa doesn't excite me too much. He goes, whatever. I'm talking about when the rand was still worth money. I'm not to now. I'm talking about when, 20 years ago. Okay. The husband can carry on learning, so the woman accepted upon themselves this mitzvah ishtadlis. Leitim kasher einef sharut limtzo avoida hamafanes bekoveres balei betchuma isuk acharedi. Sometimes it happens, more often than not, unfortunately, that they can't always find the right panosa that will enable them to support their families in a frum environment. They go do jobs in places where they shouldn't be. This applies even if your wife's not supporting you to learn in Torah, she just happens to be working. You have to ask yourself the following question. Is this the ishtadlus Hashem wants from me? This applies even if you're doing the work. Ask yourself, is this the ishtadlus that Hashem wants from me? I'm Bnei Yisrael, and this applies to everybody. You send your wife to go work in a place and do things that she really shouldn't be doing and meeting people or whatever that's really not mechubedik for a Jewish woman to be doing or for a Jewish man to be doing. That's what's going to be mekadesh and shemayim. That's what's going to give proper support to Torah. Hashem can't mefanes this family unless she goes and does what she does. There's no shtickle aveira in this, yeah? It's a vessel that has a crack in it that can't be makabel brocha. He's going out there to make panos, and what he does involves doing a whole bunch of isurim. He has a chiv to do that. He's shtadlis. Wow. How does that help?
Why does Hashem allow him to make the big
bucks? Yeah, bechira. I know a woman. She asked the Rav the following shala. She has a very good job. She doesn't have to work on the internet or whatever, okay? And she's at like quite a tzniyas place or whatever. But it's in Be'er Sheva, and she needs to go on the bus, and she needs to go into Be'er Sheva or whatever. And she feels when she does that, her levels drop. She feels that she's being influenced by the environment. You have to go to Be'er Sheva to know what she's talking about. Whatever. The transport, the buses are going, whatever. What should she do? She's supporting her husband in learning. The Rav told her, don't go. Bongo! Well, Hashem can't find money for you. Hashem will find you something else to do, but he's not giving you, the panos is not coming from your shtadlis. The ishtadlus is not a kosher ishtadlus for you, whatever your dargi is. I'm not saying, if it doesn't bother you and you can go, go, gesundheit. If it bothers you, so who says that that's, why are you making this ishtadlus? If you're in a business, if, let's say you want to open up a mosach, you want to become a, you want to have a motor mechanic business or whatever. The sikkim that you can make a panosa doing that without being over isurim is almost impossible. I'm not saying it's impossible. There is a way to do it, but it's very rare that by being completely straight and honest, you'll make a living out of a mosach. A very experienced Baal Mosachnik told me this. He's a guy that works privately from his car. I asked him, why don't you open up a mosach? He said, because I want to go to a Gan Eden, not to Gehenna. He said, to have a mosach, you have to whatever. You've got to do dodgy things. I've been in mosachim. I've seen what they do. It's horrific. Partially horrific. Eh? So Frum Yid asked himself, the only way I can make a panasa, the only way I can keep my mosach going and make a panasa in the day is that now and again I have to do one or two dodgy things. I'm straight the whole day, but every and again, whatever, you know, whatever. I do whatever they do. I get out the can of spray paint and, you know, spray the old alternator black and put on whatever, you know, and put it in and tell the guy, yeah, we put in a new alternator. You know, it's your alternator that he shopetzed and put back in and he spray painted. I saw the guy spray painting an alternator once and sticking it back into a mask. While he was busy ripping me off, I saw him ripping off this guy as well. Okay. I'm not saying they all do it and everything. They are elechidim that do it. They're probably very expensive, you know, because otherwise you can't make a living. So now, one second. So what's your choice? Your choice is you have an isoin. You recognize that your panasa comes from Hashem, not from being a mosachrik. You don't do dodgy deals. So you got bankrupt. You got bankrupt. Come see what Hashem wants. Or you'll sign, I can't make a panasa being in a mosach, so you close your mosach. I know they have to ask shalas. But I don't have to go against Shulchan Aruch to make a panasa because it makes no sense. Because the only reason I make mishtad is to Mekad Hashem Shemaim. How do you Mekad Hashem Shemaim? By doing a virus. You've detached the ishtadlus from the panasa and you've connected it to be Mekad Hashem Shemaim. So now all I have to ask myself is this ishtadlus kosher or not? If it's not kosher, why do it? If you are on a level to do that, then go ahead and do it. If you're not on a level to do that, not making shtadlus is also awesome. You have to make the minimum shtadlus you can make on condition that when it doesn't work out at the end of the month, you don't have any regrets, you're fine. You're not going to have a nosach, you're not going to work, you're just going to sit home, you're going to learn, you're going to do whatever you want. End of the month comes and you can't pay the rent. And they attach your car, and they take away the deer and whatever. And you find with the law machres, they say, go ahead. My guess is, though, you'll feel very bad, you'll have karat, you'll say, you idiot, why don't you go to work? So then you have to work.
I know someone that he does the opposite, and the money will come. And it really works. And when I really see
Shalim,
things don't work out. And it makes sense. I see that.
Depends where you're
holding. It's a very personal place to go to. I had this last week.
The excuse for betochen is laziness. You have to check that out very often. We're not in the dag of betochen. You can test it. Look at your Yerushalayim. Look at your Shemiras Mitzvahs. It's also chosse betochen. Well, I don't mean you. I mean all of us. If I really had betochen, then my life would look very different. So mitzadachad, I have betochen. Now then, I'm not so frubeh because that betochen is not betochen. It's laziness.
I was busy thinking, you know, the whole time, but I'm missing out this time in work, and they're going to knock it off my paycheck at the end of the month. So I'm busy, like, trying to, you know, get hours of work in here and there. Now, at some point, it dawned on me that, you know, which I mean, you're sick of a line, you're supposed to be working.
Lachot? Should have been the kind of strength of mind while you're lying in bed. That's very hard.